Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and its surrounding areas. And we are sending greetings to each and every one of you. Yes, we are. Most holy greetings to you today, praying for you and trusting that your day is wonderful, and also that the weather is too right at this time. We thank God for the sun shining today around us. We don't know how long, but we do thank God for it right now. It's a beautiful day today. Yes, it is. Why? Just because we love you and we are alive, and we are alive in Christ. Isn't that right? Amen. All right, now call us, 347-857-3925. Call us, speak to the operator there, and as you speak to them, tell them what you want, whether you want to talk to us, you got something to say, you want to tell us how did you attend the funeral. You want to talk about that or something? Don't be mad now. Don't talk mad now. We don't want to be mad. We want to keep happy. Be happy. Be happy. That's what we want to stay happy, right? Amen for this time. So, right here and now, give Sister Diane your number, whatever you want. Tell her what you want us to pray for. You just want to talk to us, praise report, tell us what God has done for you. I know he did something for you, but why don't you tell us about it so we can rejoice with you, okay? All right, 347-857-3925. Here is Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. You are the conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in all those that we are praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Father, as we ask our listeners also, Lord, Father God, to touch and agree with us, Father, as we pray, Lord, Father, for those on the prayer list, Lord, Father. Father, those that are asking for prayer, Lord, Father, we're touching and agreeing with them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, you know what they're in need of. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for those prayers, Lord, Father God, that you have already answered, Lord, Father, those that you have brought out of comas, Lord, Father, those, Lord, Father, that you have reunited with their families, Lord, Father, those, Lord, Father God, that accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, those, Lord, Father God, that got homes and jobs, Lord, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, those, Lord, Father God, that you have healed right now, Lord, Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, knowing, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, O God, and we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Philip Retta right now, Lord, Father, as we pray for his soul's salvation right now, Lord, Father. Father, cancel that spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, plead the blood of Jesus over his mind right now in the name of Jesus, canceling every assignment right now, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, let him know that he is loved right now, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we hold before you Lisa and her family right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to pray for strength right now, Lord, Father God, for them, Lord. And Father God, we pray for their salvation as well right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you and we glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you're a merciful and loving and forgiving God right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Jaleesa right now, Lord, Father God, and her unborn twins right now, Lord, Father. Keep them safe right now as we plead the blood of Jesus over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Patrice, Lord, Father God, thanking you, Lord, Father God, for what you have done for her, Lord, Father, what you are doing for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, as she seek you more, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for giving her peace right now, Lord, Father, the peace that pass all understanding right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to pray for her strength, Lord, Father God, that Father God, that she will know that you will never leave her nor forsake her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father God, for Elder Bolden, mother right now, Lord, Father. Father, we pray right now also for Fran, and we pray for Lakeisha in-laws right now, Lord, Father. Father, those, Lord, Father, that was diagnosed with COVID-19, Lord, Father, we ask you right now, Lord, Father God, to touch their bodies right now as we speak healing to their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, and we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for their healing right now, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, how you have touched Tracy Townsend, Lord, Father God, that was also diagnosed, Lord, Father, that is doing a whole lot better, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorifying you for just answering prayers right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you continue, Father, to touch her grandchildren right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praying, Lord, Father God, for those that have lost their homes, Lord, Father, and maybe their loved ones during those tornadoes that touched down, Lord, Father, the storm, Lord, Father God. We praying right now, Lord, Father God, to strengthen them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, that they may see, Lord, Father God, that you was merciful, Lord, Father God, how you kept them, Lord, Father, in the ark of safety and you spared them, Lord. Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, as that storm continue to rage right now, Lord, Father. Father, let your people rise up right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we speak peace right now, Lord, Father God, to the protesters right now, Lord, Father. Father God, even those, Lord, Father God, that are out there, Lord, Father God, want to do other things other than protest, Lord, Father. We cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, as we speak peace, Lord, Father, over this nation right now, Lord, Father, we pray for each and every prayer cell right now, Lord, Father, to continue rising up, Lord, Father, putting out that clarion call right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now, Lord, Father, for all your people that is rising up, Lord, Father God, praying against this COVID-19 virus, Lord, Father, praying against this violence, Lord, Father God, praying right now for peace right now, Lord Father God, for this nation and other nations right now, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father. And Father, we ask you to touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. And Father, you said, Lord Father, that you will be our way maker, Lord Father, our burden bearer, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, even being our healer right now, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for supplying their needs right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father God, and canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have free course, Lord, on this broadcast through these airways right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father, we thank you for that rhema word coming forth this day, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we be careful to give you all honor and glory and praises that is due unto your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, if you didn't hear your name called, it's because you didn't call. The number is 347-857-3925. Give a call and let us know what you need prayer for, whether you're sick or somebody else in your family is sick or whoever, friend or whatever, and what you need to God to do, or you just want to tell us thank you for being here. All right, just give us a call now, 347-857-3925. And Sister Diane will put you on the prayer list, and we will be praying for you constantly. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, let me give you a word, quick word here today. Yes, yes, yes. For every achievement, there is a price. For every goal, there is an opponent. For every victory, there is a problem. For every triumph, there is a sacrifice. For every achievement, there is a price. For every goal, there is an opponent. For every victory, there is a problem. For every triumph, there is a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Oh, fast as you win a battle, you had to have another sacrifice, don't you? Ha, ha, ha. My. Now, Dave, I'm doing a little something unusual. I call it unusual. Okay. But I do thank God for Bishop Porter being here, and Sister Diane. And I thank God for you on the other end. Wherever you are, whatever country you're in, city, state you're in, county, wherever you are at this time, whether you're listening by computer, iPod, whatever listening device you are using at this time, for we know there are many devices out there now for you to listen with. There's no one we can really say you may be listening on, but we thank God for you. We'll look at the count after the broadcast, praise God. But we do thank God for just being able to reach you from time to time. We know how technology is. Sometimes it want to cut off on you, don't it? I know. Amen. We have it done, everybody I see having it done these days, because just about everybody's on. Every church person is on the line. Or some devils is on too. So don't forget that now. Don't think just the Jesus on. Devil, he get on too, so he can do what? make a mess, out of what you doing. You see, he not happy that he got his own frequency. He got to get on yours and mess up because, see, yours is greater than his. Let me stop messing. Praise God. Oh, my God, my God. Because the devil, don't he make you mad? Mad enough to fight? Fight him now, not us. Fight him. Okay, not each other. All right? Now, since I've been hearing this scripture from time to time here lately, especially during these perilous times, I've been hearing this message, hearing this name, hearing this chapter. Okay. So, since this morning, 4 days sometime this morning, it came to me. All right. Feel old familiar one, you heard it too, and it's been all over the place of late. So I don't usually do it, but you know, I am doing it today. Ecclesiastes 3. Okay. I don't usually do it, but today I'm going to do it. It came to me like 4 days this morning. It was real, you know, late in the night or late in the morning, whichever way you want to call it. And I thought about it. I said, okay, but what can I do? What can I do with this? So we know that every scripture in the Bible has a lot to say. Different ways to say it. Is that right?
Amen.
You can get out of each chapter, you can get out all over 100 sermons out of that. See, you get lots of them out of there. Depend on how creative you are, too. How much God used you and have in you. All right? For this time, because the main topic in this third chapter is time. Isn't it? The main topic in this chapter is about time. And we all got lots of time. Everybody got a lot of time around about now. You had a lot of time for the past 3 months. You definitely had nothing but time, didn't you? You found out how to spend time at home. You found out what your children been doing. You thought it was the teacher, but you find out it was your children. You see, you didn't like that a bit. Say, hurry up, school, and open so I can get rid of them. You know, because, listen here, I can't take no more time with them. They're driving me up a wall. You know you said it. You don't want nobody to know that's the way you felt. You don't want them children to know that either, do you? Because they really would take you through the ringer, won't they? You know they will. Yeah, I bet them children is saying the same thing. I sure wish school hurry up and open so I can go back and get out of here. They were tired of you too. You see what time do? Time is of the essence. Time is something that everyone has inherited. We all have inherited time. All right, we will read this, and then I'll tell you just how we where we would go with this. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. So now, you know what? You got the way, don't you? A time to every purpose under the sun, under the heavens, rather. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which was planted. Got to pluck up what you plant. A time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. That's your quarantine, wasn't it? And distancing, right? A time to get and a time to lose, time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate. Wow. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit had he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. Listen at this one. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. A time. Now, you know, God is so perfect. He's awesome. He's the absolute. We talking about our God, the one true and living God. He has, and you know, and I thought about it, and I was thinking about it in when he says in the New Old Testament, he say, as long as the earth remains, seed time is harvest is always there, right? Seed time and harvest. That means sowing and reaping, right? Think about it. So there are set times all through centuries and the eons of time. There are set times for everything. Everything. See? You cannot try your best. You cannot try to stop the time. The only time stopping you can do is stop your watch. That's all you can stop. And your clock. God is the one that is head of the great timepiece. Everything has a time. Now remember now what you say. Oh, this month, this season is what? Tornado time. See? Now, there is a time set in the heavens with the astronomers. They have what set a time. God has set a time for things to grow, different things to grow. Is that right? Come on now. Now, if he set a time already from the beginning of time, then how you gonna stop it? You try to abort babies. You abort the babies. Now, when God do it, it's because he know what's going to happen to the unborn child that mother's carrying. And he himself will abort it. You see? Something is wrong or whatever. You don't have to abort it, but God will abort it. But now, if he should allow that child to come and there be something that you consider wrong, notice what I say, you consider that's wrong with the child, God has a purpose and a season. Isn't that what we say up in the first verse? Purpose and a reason and a season for that child. They can still be used and for him to get glory out of that child. Come on now. All we're doing talking about today is the winds of time. That would be just a subject that came to me a little few minutes ago. The winds of time. You see? And see, you don't know when the wind is blowing and where it comes from and where it's going, do you? But it has its own time. You ever was standing up on your block or something, and you see a whirlwind just out of nowhere, right in the middle of the block, and all this trash and everything that was around there was in there? Now, that's the winds of time. He just put it right there for you to see. And there was a reason there why it was there at that time for you to see, but you never got it. Because you are not a spiritual apt person to be able to grab hold of what God is doing when he's doing it. Because his purposes is beyond us. We lack the understanding of the purposes of God in its time. If we don't even know when time to quit running our mouth, we don't know. We just don't know what God is doing, do we? You know you have dreams, lots of dreams and visions. I know I do. And sometimes you wake up, you can't even remember them. But you know you want to remember them. You should remember. But what happens? Where is that dream? It was a vision that you should remember. So who got that dream? Where is it stashed? You know there is a purpose somewhere in there. Now, what you going to do at this time? Now, this is the time for you now to call on the Lord. Lord, where is my dream? What is that dream? What is it that you require for me to remember and to know and to get so that I can tell others if that's what you say do? You see, because when the winds are blowing and it's blowing your destiny to you, you see what I'm saying? It blows your destiny, your purpose. You don't know your purpose right now. You know what your call is. But your call magnifies your purpose. And it brings you from level to be able to distinguish the time of the purpose. Do you get the picture? Anybody get the picture? Praise God. He said a time to be born. Now you here. You don't like who your parents are. I wish I had some more parents, some other parents. No, you don't. You wouldn't have been you. Because when that wind of time blew in from your father, whoever he is, you didn't have a choice. It was time for you to come forth because you have a purpose. So you have a purpose. That means that this is your season to make your entrance into the world. From the world of where God was, the spiritual realm. He brought you in through that parent. See, it was your time to come. And when your time came in, he made provision that I also have a set time for you to leave. Go wherever I have purpose for you to go. See, all of us don't know where we're going. okay? When we leave here, we know we're going to die, but we don't know where we're going. But we are doing what? Taking that time in those levels that God has placed in our lives. Okay, you got from level to level. There's always another level. I know people say, hey, no such thing as level. Well, that's your opinion. Okay? But there's level to level that you have to go before you can get to your purpose. And each time there is a season. See, seasons are broken down. You got summer, winter, spring, fall. You got all these seasons, right? So therefore, in life, there are seasons. And each season is what? Preparing you for your purpose. Did you get it? Anybody get it? Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. This is why Ecclesiastes 3 breaks it down in divisions of time. That everything in your life resolves around that wind of time. It's always blowing. The wind is always blowing. It could be a still wind. Do you get the picture? If the still wind is blowing and touching. Do you get the picture? Touching you. What time is it then in your life? Should I plant at this time? Should I pluck up something that I had already planted? It's your time. It's that season. Certain fruit only grow in what? Its season. Vegetables only grow in its season. Because of the astronomy of life that God has planted, had put in its effect, it rules what grows. And you've heard the old people say, I know y'all laugh at it and everything, but they say, don't cut your hair at certain times of the full moon or something. I forgot which one it was, but don't cut your hair. So that tells me that it still has something to do with growth. Time has something to do. When the moon is full, the time that the moon is full has something to do with the growth process. Thank you, Jesus. Time to kill and a time to heal. Now, I don't know if we can kill them animals to eat. Now, I ain't going to kill no people. But this is what he say. That's why some people kill. They are in that time realm. Do you get the picture? That's where they are. God's people are not in the time to kill that, but you can kill the enemy that's within you. Can you do that? And then you kill by hating. Hating, he says, is like a murderer. Do you really want to be a killer? Are you going to be in the time realm of healing? Do you get it? Let the wind of healing flow through you. And when that wind of healing flows through you, it will kill all things that are not like God. You want to kill that now. It's time to kill all hatred. It's time to kill the jealousies. It's time to kill every foul attitude that you have. Well, I can't stand Sister Mary Kay. Stand Mary Kay anyhow. See? Kill that desire to say something evil. Kill that desire to hate people, to not like them even because of their color, their skin. Kill that desire. Through what? Huh? This is your time to heal. Now, time out for killing. Now it's time to heal. And tell yourself, I will no more take my time unwisely and kill nobody, my hatred, with my jealousies. See, offenses. I will not do that anymore. See, come on now. See, the winds are blowing. Do you get the picture today? The winds of time keep blowing for us. Do you get the picture? Then he says, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Another scripture said that we are supposed to weep with those who weep and laugh with those who laugh. Huh? So in other words, God has set a time in your life that's going to cause you, because of time, going to cause some enemy to come against you to cause you to weep. Then he will send another one by to do what? At its proper time to cause you to laugh. Somebody real funny will come in your life. All of a sudden, here they are, and they're just trying to keep you laughing, not crying. Even though it was a weeping season, even though it was just one of those times that you couldn't stop crying because of the loss of a loved one. But what God is doing right now is what? He's causing some to weep right now, because after a while he's going to cause a great bit of laughter to overtake you, because that wind is blowing to your funny bones. Just touching you right now. See? Because you've been weeping. He said time to mourn and a time to dance. He's turning your mourning into dancing. Isn't that wonderful? Because what? You've been mourning too long. God will tell you quickly, hey, now you done mourned too long. Now, hey, turn off the mourn now. It's time now. The wind is blowing for you now to stop mourning. It's time to dance. I'm giving you something to dance for. You can dance out your clothes like David did, but you're going to dance. I don't know how to dance. Oh, yeah, you don't have to know. Just do something. Take them feet and move them around. Huh? But it's a time to dance. Is it a time right now in the natural? You don't see nothing to dance about right now in the natural. But just wait till the wind blow in this other direction, and you'll find a whole lot to dance for. Come on now, you will. You'll find a lot to dance for. You see what I'm saying? Then we come on, because we're in the book that talks nothing but about time. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. See, what stones he telling you to cast away? Are you carrying around stones to throw? Just because somebody's doing something that you think is wrong, you want to throw stones. Don't throw those stones at those people like they did in the book of John. The woman in Samaria, the woman of Samaria. about they was sending stone gonna stone her. Jesus told them what? Who gonna cast? You gonna cast the first stone? See, it was not the time to stone her. Because salvation had came into the picture to do what? To gather the stones together. To gather all the differences. To make them one. To bring them into the river that flows with water that's flowing out of your belly. You don't have them stones anymore throwing at her. You got not now. They have been turned into living water. They are now bubbling up because you just gathered the right stone. You just gathered the right stone. And when you gathered them, they came together. You have nothing to do but look for things to come together in Christ Jesus. See? Because the winds of time is at hand in each one of our lives. Everyone that's listening, no matter where you are listening today, it is time. It is the winds of time that's blowing in your life. It's time for change. It's time for things to be done differently. It's time for you to stop thinking the way you've been thinking for the last 40 years. It's time for you to put on the new garments. It's time for you to stand fast in the Lord. Because the wind is blowing towards you now to make that change. He said a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Well, we used to be embracing people all in church. We always hug people, don't we? When we meet them, most people we hug, some we don't. Because they have a spirit that you definitely don't want to get involved with. So you don't hug them. Okay? You don't embrace them, rather. I said hug, but the words say embrace, hug, meaning same thing. See, but there's a time to refrain from embracing. That you don't embrace. You ain't gonna embrace no devil, huh? You ain't gonna embrace the devil, is you? Well, if you know what's the devil or who's the devil, you ain't gonna embrace him. You gonna refrain from embracing, right? You ain't gonna hug them, are you? You know they got that bad spirit. You don't want it to jump on you, do you? No, you don't. So God gives you knowledge to know the good from the bad. He said a time to get and a time to lose. To get. You know, how long have we been on the prosperity bandwagon? Now that wind was blowing to get, wasn't it? Because people would tell you, well, now, if you ain't got no nice house, big nice house, and if you ain't got no big fine car, and you ain't got a whole lot of people in your church, he said a time to get and a time to lose. Maybe I'm in my season of losing. Have you ever thought of that before you start judging me or judging that other person? Huh? He said, you have a time for that. Now, if you don't have that time and you've always been getting, you got to experience the time of losing. You don't like that, do you? Well, the Bible say, yeah, what is it saying here? A time to get and a time to lose. Are you in your losing season? You didn't answer that, did you? Are you in your getting season? Which one are you? If the prophet came and said that God is about to bless you, or you're being blessed by God at this moment, and these certain people coming into your life to bless you, you get nature. But then if you're in a season of lack, that means you're losing something. Huh? Can you do something about it? You have to seek God and say, God, am I in the right wind of time now? Or is I got that wind and rain and stuff like Paul had when he was in the Iraklin storm, that wind that came, that strong wind that came. Yeah. That. Uh-huh. Are you in that? Hmm? Nevertheless, that was Paul's time to lose and gain. You notice I say lose and gain. You know why I say lose and gain? Because of the fact God had already set the time, and he had already told Paul in his fasting and seeking God and talking to him, he had already told him that it was going to be lost. But see, all loss is not loss. Do you get the picture? Some loss you need to lose. It needs to be done away with in order for what to come. The right wind to blow in. The right blessing to come forth.
Amen.
You hinder your blessing by trying to hold on to the lost stuff. The things that going to cause you to lose ground in God. Hmm? Hello, praise God. Hallelujah. In heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Hmm? You hear what I'm saying? He said, a time to keep and a time to cast away. You need to get rid of all the old. Sometimes you got to get rid of old friends. You say, but I've been a friend to them since I was in school. Well, go over the time you was in school and all the stuff that happened in that time. Go over that and see where God say, throw this away. Throw that away. Get rid of this. Get rid of that. Get rid of the other. Hmm? Sometimes we keep little things to remind us of those days. But don't you have your memories? Hmm? Was you a good girl, a good boy in school? Didn't you have all that? Keep those memories. When your loved one dies, you have a keepsake, don't you? And that keepsake is not materialistic, but it is what? Spiritual. You keep their memories in you. You'll have a picture or two around, maybe. See? But did you know that in times like this, when you desire to keep certain things of your loved one, all of a sudden they disappear? You can't find none of them, and you know they were somewhere you had them. God said, I'm blowing this out of your life completely. I'm blowing the memory of them out of your life because it's hindering. Do you see? It's hindering you from going on because you keep living in that time. It's like space. Time. It's taken up in your heart, in your mind. And when it takes up in there, and all you think about is, oh, my auntie, oh, my mommy, and all of this is taking your time, and every time you turn around, you cannot think of Jesus, think of God, because of the things of God and what he's blowing in your life now, and you just keep doing that. So what did he have to do? Wipe it out completely. Wouldn't you rather just have that memory instead of allowing it so much time in your thought life? because you are still living in the past. Yes, that's who God called to bring you into this world. Yes, that's your auntie in the neighborhood. But let it go. You don't learn how to use your time just at certain times. The memory will come, maybe their birthday will come, and you remember, don't you? Well, that's a good time, right? God allowed that wind to blow in so that you can remember them. He didn't tell you just so he going to take it all out, but he don't want anything interfering with his time. We take up a lot of time in the past. Hear me? We take up a lot of time in the past. I ain't say, now don't get mad with me and say, I told you don't remember your mama. I ain't even tell you that. See, I'm trying to explain to you the whole situation so you don't say that. But somebody going to say it anyway. They always do. But look what he say. A time to rent and a time to sow. S-E-W, so not S-O-W. He say S. Now the Bible say rend and sow. Sow it up. Huh? Everything is torn. Huh? In your life. You know what's torn in your life. Relationships are torn. Huh? Marriages are torn. Friendships are torn. Children are torn from their parents, not just because from taking and the trafficking and all of that, but also the relationship between the parent and child is torn. See? Whether it's by whatever means, divorce, that tears them up too. And some die and they can't get that back together. They still holding on to that person that died. So therefore it has what? A ripple in it. And the wind don't blow it together, the two pieces together, the two people together. The wind blow it separate because it go between the tears. So therefore, somebody need to do what? Take time and sew it together, put it together. The needle and thread of love need to come in and sew up that tear. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. There it is. Time to keep silent and a time to speak. Now that, boy, we can stay all day with that. Time to keep silent and a time to speak. It takes wisdom to understand the correct time to speak and the correct time to keep silent. It takes wisdom. We like to say, I am just being me. I'm just me, and I'm going to speak my mind. You need to keep your mind to yourself. Now, that's the time to keep it to yourself. Instead of speaking out, because it shows how much sense you got. Okay? Shows you ain't got too much. So that's why he said time to keep silent, time to speak, because we speak out of turn. We speak the full time. Or we speak when we should have spoke, we kept quiet. When we kept quiet, we should have spoke. We don't know what time it is half of the time. All right, God knows. I'm going on. A time to love and a time to hate. Don't y'all all love that, don't you? Well, I love you when I met you today. I can't understand. You love me. You just loved me last week. Now when I talk to you, you hate me. What happened? What happened to the love? What happened? Did I say something? That's the time. Did I speak before I should have spoke? Should have kept silent? What did I do? But then when they get that, do you understand that people don't even know why they don't? Why they all of a sudden they dislike you? I do know why now. It's because the enemy came in and slipped the Mickey on you. He got you believing something. He sowed oaks of discord around. They didn't do a thing to you. The same thing they were doing to you when you loved them. What made you love them? But that demon come around and sow, see, because the devil can do these things. Now, God give him the power to do that. Things to you. To pull you out your rest. Have you hating somebody? You hate them for different reasons. I hate them because you're Indian. I hate them because they're black. I hate them because you're Puerto Rican. I hate them because you're Jewish. I hate. What they got to do with life? That's their life. They were born that way, and that was the choice God took to put them in, and the parents to put them in the town, city, or country they were born in. God did that. You go argue with God, not with the people. Time to love and a time to hate. What you hate? Hate evil. Hate the evilness of discord, the evilness of hate. Period. Now hate that. Can you hate that? Time of war and a time of peace. God has set these things in our atmosphere. War and peace. We are always warring with our minds, aren't we? Yes. Always. There's a war going on. Yes. But you can find peace. Yes. You can find peace. And that time will blow right in if you seek peace. Yes. Seek peace and justice to do the right things. Stop always trying to do something to make you happy. Try to make somebody else happy. He said, what a prophet had he. Now, I'm going to jump from there, and I'll leave that to somebody else. These here preachers that I'm finna give it over to. But my 11th verse, think about it. The winds of time. He said, he had made everything beautiful in his time. All the time belonged to God. Did y'all know that? And everything he made. Now remember, when you go to Genesis and you begin to read in Genesis, what does he say? Every time he made something, he says it's good. He made something else, he says it's good. He kept talking about it. So therefore it was good, it was beautiful to him, and it should be beautiful to you. It's all God's timing that we live on. We live on God's timing. Now remember, now you know I don't want to forget this. For I handle on that bishop get some of this. I remember when Peter, we went out there and he seen Jesus walking and on the water and everything, and he first he you know the man did, at least the man had a mind, didn't he? He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. Now, I know if you call me that I could do this thing. See? Now, this is what he was saying. You would say it in a way, too, maybe, if you were brave. You would say it. If you knew, look, now he wasn't there before, now he's here now. So that was time to prove to Peter about his own faith. You see, that was his time. And the wind began to blow, you see. the wind began to get boisterous. God know how to find out where you are. Is this time for you to see a great wind come? A windfall? Or you want one of them winds to damage everything? Break it into little pieces. Which one is coming to you? Which one are you ready for? I know you've been saying for years with every time a new president comes, oh, yeah, this is my season. Oh, this is our season. Somebody said, I look at things a little different from most people. I'll just say it this way. But in this time, I see all the signs. In this time, God is turning things all around to what? So that everything in the Bible will come to pass. You don't know it because it's not coming the way you think it ought to come or when you think it ought to come. Well, it ought to come after the tribulation. Well, it ought to come before the tribulation. Well, you got your mind set on. That's not God's time. Huh? When he blow a tornado through, I don't know what happened at your house. I'm trying to keep mine safe.
Come on now.
I'm keeping the blood on my house. I can't go out and tend to your house or what's going on inside. If you choose not to pray, if he give you the word, say, a storm come, what he tell him? Where's your faith? Where you tell Peter? Where your faith? Where y'all faith? Where all y'all faith at? He said he made everything in his time, made it beautiful. I made this water. Can't you control it? I gave you power. Look at Genesis. Genesis, he gave you power over these things. And yet we don't exercise what he's given us. We don't take it to heart. We don't allow time spent with him in order to get connected to him that we can do the same thing. He say, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. If he has the mind to say to the sea, to the ocean, to whatever, be still. The elements. You say, well, he God. He was not acting in the position of God at that time. He was acting in faith, letting you know and I know that faith is possible. Anything is possible. All you got to do is speak to it, he said. Speak to it. And what? Something will happen. Something is going to happen. That wind is going to blow right there in your life. He will create an atmosphere just for you. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, hallelujah, praise God. He has given you breath. When he breathed in your nostrils and you became a living soul, you became a living soul to do what? To do his bidding, do what he commands you to do. Be fruitful and multiply. And I mean, it doesn't mean you just go out there and get a whole bunch of children. See? You that lack, be fruitful and multiply. The wind is blowing. The wind of time is blowing. It's time for you now to get up, to rise up, and be counted among those that are sanctified. Peace will be yours. As we read on our Bible thought, we talk about blessed is the peacemaker. For theirs is the kingdom of God. is the kingdom of God. It belongs to you. Did you see? See how he promised you these things? All through the Bible, do you believe the Bible? I got to first find out, do you believe the Bible? Or do you read it? That's true, though. Do you read it? Huh? And when you read it, do you read it in prayer? Not just read it like it's a comic book. Read it like what it is, the Holy Bible, H-O-L-Y, not the W-H-O-L. Ain't no holes in it. This is the Holy Bible. See, workings of the Holy Spirit. Something he left here, he left this here for you to take time. Take time. Let the wind blow upon you right now. This is your time. Telling you all the time, this is my time. It was your time. You just never heard it. You didn't hear what they were saying. Because what? It wasn't time for your ears to be open so that you can hear. Some of us, it takes longer to hear what God is saying. He said, this is your time. You did not hear it when he said this was your time. Once the ears are open unto the words that God is speaking and what he is saying, your time is now it. Your watch has not stopped. It is now beginning to run. You see, everyone has a time clock on. Of things to happen in your life. But when the time that God has designated for you comes and you don't move, now you're out of time. Your wind just stopped blowing. Your wind just stopped blowing. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, I know the time that every time God begin to move, the devil stops. Now, one thing I've got to remember right now, I want to ask a question. Is there a person that listening today at this hour, are you there with stomach ache, I'll say a stomach ache, but something is happening in your stomach, and you need God to touch it. You won't go to the doctor, whoever you are. That's you? Oh, let me talk about you. It probably ain't you. I'm going to ask this anyway. God say ask it. It could be somebody else too, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you keep getting... You're getting real sick in your stomach. See? And I want to pray for you. We'll pray for you. Right now? Well, we'll start with this one right here, too. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God,
yes.
We take nothing less than a miracle at this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, because you said you are right now, God, and many times as you heal different ones in the Bible, Lord, immediately they were healed. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, touch this person right now, this stomach ache,
yes,
and the pain down in the lower part. Down near their vagina area. Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of God's property right now in the name of Jesus, for the blood is against you. In Jesus' name, we command you to go and don't come back. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I trust that you receive that right now. right now, right now. Come on, come on, come on. Is it traveling? Is it traveling now? It's moving? Huh? Devil, we command you to go from the body completely. We didn't ask you to go to the back, and we didn't ask you to go nowhere else, but get out of that body in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that it is so at this moment in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to let this one go.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Now is the time for healing. Now is the time for healing. Man, while the water is troubled. Man, while the fresh wind is blowing. Man, now is the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God have a time. Amen. He's always on time. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything. There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. Well, we know, amen, that God have a plan for all our lives. Am I right? Now, he provided a cycle. This is what is going on here of life for every season under the heavens for us. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. And as Apostle was ministering, I was looking here at verse number 8. And it said, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. A question asked, when is there a time to hate? I'm glad you asked that question. We should not hate evil people. What you talking about, Bishop? Stay with me now. But we should hate what they do. Don't we say, amen, we don't hate the person but the spirit that is in them? Hmm? Am I right? We should also hate it when people are being mistreated. So why do you think they are protesting and demonstrating all over the world because they hate what was done? Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Am I right? Come on now. Don't we somebody hate it? They out there. When children are starving, don't we hate that? Now, if you don't have no empathy or compassion for when children are starving, man, you're not a child of God. Help me, somebody. You asked the question, when is the time to hate? And when God is being dishonored. In addition, we must hate the sin in our lives. Are y'all with me? So that's a time, praise God, to hate. Songs, praise God, 5:5 said it like this. The foolish should not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. So you see when it's a time to hate. And I heard apostles say, man, we don't hate one another, praise God. But we thank God, amen, that we have learned, amen, how to take it to the Lord, because he is a prayer answering God. Am I right? Mm-hmm. He do hear and answer prayer.
Yes.
Amen. A prayer was offered a few minutes ago, amen, about healing. Praise God. And if you is there, praise God, and know that you have an ailment in your body, amen, now is your time. Praise the Lord. Because he, amen, said by his stripes, we are already healed. We are delivered and we are also set free by his mighty power. And I thank God, amen, that he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He have no respected person. Amen. Now, amen, between you and the Lord. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that he said he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirits. I'm glad about it today, that he is a God that can turn your midnight into day. Praise God. Amen. He's always there because he said, I never leave you and I never forsake you. Oh, I'm glad about it. Oh, I thank God, amen, that if he spoke his word, he's able to perform it. And he's doing great things right now. This is why, amen, you are listening today, because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise the Lord. And he's increasing, amen, somebody's faith today, amen. Knowing, amen, he also said in his word that every ground that your feet tread upon, you shall possess it. Why? Because it's your time. And he said everything that your hand touched, you will continue to prosper, be in good health as your soul prosper. So he is an on-time God. Praise the Lord. So he's always there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And he said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Praise the Lord. Oh, I bless his name. Oh, thank God, amen. God time. God time. Amen. That complete relationship. I would say perfect, that perfect means complete. When we become his children, we are declared not guilty. Ain't you glad about that? That he came, praise God, and took our place. Praise the Lord. He's unchangeable. That completeness means absolutely, praise God. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. He said, amen, be of good cheer, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. He said, in the world you will have trials and tribulation. Praise the Lord. But ain't you glad, amen, that we, amen, serve a God, praise God, that he's always there. We often say he may not come when we call him, but he's always on time. Oh, he's never late. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Which side are you leaning on? You remember the story, amen, about the 10, amen, virgins? Now, all of them was clean. Y'all let us know what I'm talking about. But the Bible says five was wise and five was foolish. So this is why I asked the question, what side are you leaning on? The wise, praise God, had oil in their vessels. But the foolish, praise God, amen, didn't. And the scripture say at midnight, a cry was made. See, you never know when God going to come, but God's time is now. He's speaking to somebody now. Praise God. But the Bible said at midnight, now, a cry was made. And they said, go out to meet him. And them, praise God, that was, amen, their lamps, amen, they was ready. But the foolish said, give us some of your oil. You can't give nobody the Holy Ghost. Help me, somebody. We can witness to you. We can tell you that Jesus loves you. But you got to accept him for yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about it, amen, that you made up your mind and your heart is fixed, that you have accepted him? You know it's going to be 2 days in one on that great day. It's going to be a great day for them that have received him. But it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. Help me, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and when they, the wise said to the foolish, praise the Lord. Said, we don't have enough for you and ourselves. You can't help nobody with this. Huh? Like I said, we can witness. We can encourage you. We can do all those things. We can pray for you. But we can't believe God for you. You got to do it for yourself. Am I right? So as they went into the city to get off, see? When you, amen, just keep, well, I ain't ready yet. How many times you keep saying that? I ain't ready yet. I ain't time to, I don't want to serve the Lord now. I ain't had enough fun yet. Come on now. Time, praise God. What did it say? Time. Time is at hand. And time is running out. Praise God. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Why? Because the clock may stop on you. Amen. See, for George Floyd, it stopped at 8 minutes and 46 seconds. See? So they, he said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Come today. Come while the blood is yet running warm in your veins and you got activities of your limbs and while you're in your rightful mind. Because if you lose your mind, you and nothing you can do. Somebody got to lead you and guide you. Have mercy, Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. But remember, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And it's time now to say, Lord, I receive you as Lord and Savior. Praise God. I'm a sinner. And Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. And I accept you this day as my Lord and Savior. But write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, you'll move. Amen. Ain't you glad about it? Amen. He will accept you. Amen. He loves you today. And he loves you with an everlasting love. You may be the black sheep of the family, but Jesus Christ love you. Help me somebody. And I say this all the time. If you would have been the only person in this world, he yet would have unrobed himself, came down in the low world and died for your sins. Oh, that's the love he have for mankind. God kind. Oh, help me somebody. What is man that he's so mindful of him? God loved man. I heard the apostle say he breathed into man's nostrils, Adam, and he become a living soul. He give life, and he can take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? Because it's God time. Praise God. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter today. I like that, the winds of time. I tell you, share this broadcast with someone today if you enjoy this broadcast. They can always visit our face page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link, Blog Talk Radio, or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it. I tell you, it's some awesome listening. We just thank God for that word. We thank God for that word today. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have you enjoyed any of these broadcasts? You would like to bless the woman of God so we'll see it into this radio broadcast, continue keeping it on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can go to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Oh, and the name is logionint. That's for those of you that have Zelle. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Note that no donation is too small or too great. And in notes, whether it be Zelle or on the website, please specify what your donations is for. We bless each and every person that continue to listen to us, tune in, share it with a friend. May God continue to bless you all. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go and
I let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God.
He's the only one with the
answer. Let go,
yes, let God.
Let go.
God.